This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Coffee-fueled story. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Michelle, your pocket DJ, and you're listening to Coffee Fueled Stories, a show where storytelling and coffee hang out. I know that might sound a little bit different than what you're used to, and the reason for that is because it was time to update the name. It was time to rebrand myself. The coffee fitness unicorn persona that I created was something to help me through my beginning stages of being a widow. And coffee, it has always been something to help me. It's been a comfort. My blogs were always about coffee, or not always, but mostly coffee stories. And fitness was something to help me focus my energy, my time, my thoughts, to help heal and obviously get healthy, both mentally and physically. And then the unicorn came about because I was a unicorn client for my personal trainer. And what that meant was I never complained and I asked for more. So if it was, you know, leg day, I didn't dread it. I didn't complain. I handled it and I took it in stride. And then, it's just part of my personality. So to be a unicorn, that's something that I've been pretty much my whole life. I've never been one to, I always go against the grain. So one of the things that my mom had, that we would talk about is she was always asking why I cut my hair short and, you know, why do I have tattoos and why do I not fit in and why do I not dress the way that everybody else is dressed, and why do I make things so hard on myself? Why do I always have to fight and go against the grain? And it's not that I don't do it intentionally. It's just it's my makeup. I'm hardwired to not, so to speak, fit in. I like my hair short because it's fun to have short, spiky hair, and it's fun. And I've always been silly, and my mom was always very cerebral. And I can be cerebral as well. I can be an academic, but I'm gonna have fun with it. I'm gonna be silly. So that's where the unicorn part kind of comes in. So having a type A personality, wanting to be the best, to stand out, is where the unicorn concept came from. So coffee fitness unicorn was something that I created and branded myself as because it helped me heal and do things that I didn't know that I was capable of. So for example, doing Instagram. When I first was on Instagram, it was a private account, and then also with the fitness part, I was a private fitness account. And then I got more comfortable and I got more confident and I started kind of coming out of my shell. And that's all part of, being a widow. There's so many stages, and you go back and forth and you bounce between, different stages of being. And having fitness and unicorn just kind of, it helped. It was fun. And having fun and feeling good and laughing and being silly, and that is who I am. Like, people just know me to be goofy and silly. I've been that way, again, my whole life. And that worked for my healing process. And now that the book has, I finished the book. So let's go back. Doing fitness, being more comfortable on camera, and filming myself, doing things of that nature. So again, that's slowly coming out of my shell, part of, you know, being healing from being a widow, because I didn't want to have my pictures taken. I felt that I was always crying. My nose was always red. My eyes were always puffy. So I didn't want to see myself. So I would always have a cup of coffee in front of my face because the coffee was, again, it was my blanket. And it felt comforting, and I was okay just showing my eyes and having a cup of coffee. And so as I got more and more comfortable with myself and my healing process, then I started showing my face. I actually started smiling again. I wasn't always crying. And that's not to say that some days aren't, you know, sad. After losing my mom, that was really hard. So I went through, you know, some pretty intense emotions during a very short time period, and having the podcast, having the blog, having these ways to communicate and share my stories, because again, connecting through humans and stories is that's just something that makes me super happy. And so it just felt like it was time to upgrade and change the name. And also, when I published the book, I published the book under my name, my real name, not my persona. I didn't publish it under Coffee Fitness Unicorn because nobody would know who that is. Not to say that people know who Michelle Schmer is, but that is who I am. I've been that all my life, as opposed to Coffee Fitness Unicorn, whom I've only been for 6 years. So, well, maybe like 5.5. So yeah, 5.5. So it just didn't feel right to publish under that name or under a pseudonym, considering I was about 10 years old the first time I realized that I wanted to be a writer and write a book. So it just made sense to have my real name out there and to accept that. And so part of accepting that and accepting that I'm still Coffee Fitness Unicorn, I'm still that persona, that's still in me, but the difference is I'm more comfortable, and it only took 5.5 years. It only took 5.5 years to get more comfortable with being myself again, and now having the coffee-fueled stories as the podcast name, and having the podcast logo is still very similar. It works. The unicorn-y, as I call him, he is, people love the unicorn, and it makes people happy, and it makes people smile, and I love it, and I have it right in front of me as I'm talking. And instead of having a dumbbell, he has a book. So he still has the coffee. So he has the coffee, the book, and it makes sense to call it Coffee Fueled Stories. And I cannot take credit for that name. Once again, that was Brandy coming up with something brilliant. She came up with the Go Forth and Be Magical tagline. And now Coffee Fueled Stories, she came up with the rebranding name. So it makes sense considering her name is Brandy. So the show is still the same. It's still focused on talking with creatives. And the only thing that is changing is the name, Coffee Fueled Stories, because that's really what it is. And the logo, the mascot, is still the same, with just a slight change. And there is a new intro song. The intro song, obviously, I can't sing the coffee fitness unicorn, because even though I'm still Coffee Fitness Unicorn. The show is not called Coffee Fitness Unicorn. So I've decided to do an upbeat type of intro song, and I might change it again. I'm kind of in the works of that, so I'm giving away a little bit of something. But for right now, the new updated song that you just heard is what is in the works right now. That is the new intro song where it says Coffee-Fueled Stories, and the concept is still the same. More than likely, I will probably just focus on talking with authors and writers, just because it kind of feels more of something that just kind of comes naturally. I love reading books. I love characters. I love stories. I love nerding out about books. So it just kind of makes sense to go in that direction. And Coffee-Fueled Stories, and again, he's holding the little unicorn, he is holding the book, so it just kind of makes sense to go in that direction. And that's not to say that, you know, I might not talk to someone who has a coffee shop in the future, and just because they don't have a book, it's not to say that I won't talk with them. The key point is coffee-fueled stories. We all have stories to tell. We all have stories to share, and coffee is usually my favorite drink to have when listening to someone tell a story. And the show is supposed to be very casual. It's a chat-like type of environment, which means it's very informal, so it's not anything that I'm not going to be grilling anyone. It's not why do you want this job type of environment. It's not supposed to feel like that at all. It is supposed to feel very comforting, very cozy, casual. The most important thing is it's casual. And for me, I think of Italy. And obviously espresso, cappuccino, macchiato, that the Italians have it. They know exactly what they're doing. And that's why the cappuccino is my favorite drink. Italy is one of my favorite places in the world. And the environment that they created where you sit and casually hang out. Now, that's not to say that sometimes you go to the bar, you pound your espresso, and then you go on, because there's that environment as well. But the concept where you sit and chill and relax, and you do that over a cup of coffee. And that is what I experienced when I went to Italy. And when I went to Rome once again, 30 years later, after becoming a widow, that was exactly what I experienced 30 years later. The exact same feeling, having my cappuccino outside, just hanging out, relaxing, listening to the cars go by, experiencing that outdoor cafe, and just that sense of peace and calm and comfort. That is what that's what I'd like to convey with this show. That is what I hope you feel with this show. And the coffee-fueled stories is how I can share what I've been through, how I've learned. So my stories, I hope they are both informative and entertaining. And same with the guests. I hope that you feel that you've been entertained, you hear stories that you've never heard before, and that you're also informed, that you learn something about this particular author or this particular writing style or whatever the topic may be. But that is the vibe that I'm going for. That is the mood that I'm trying to create. And it just was time to change from Fitness Unicorn to Coffee-Fueled Stories. So, in case you're wondering Why the name change? Is it still the same show? Yes, it's still the same show, just with a slight upgrade, if you will, and update as far as the image and the mascot is concerned. But everything else is the same. I'm not going to change the format of the show. I'm not going to do things. It's going to be the same virtual coffee spot that I've been trying to create with every episode. So that being said, I thank you for listening. I thank you for hanging out with me. I have my coffee here, which I'm desperately needing a drink of. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I kind of made it strong. So this is me saying thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And please tell your friends and family about the show. I am trying to get more of a following with the podcast, and I can't do it by myself. I have to rely on you, the unicornos, the listeners, and I thank you for sharing and spreading the word and telling your friends and family to tune in, to listen, to tell their friends and family after they've listened. That is also amazing. So, on that note, I am going to sign off and say, go forth and be magical.